Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, puss. Listen. I am no fan police. I don't care if you're pessimistic, optimistic, realistic. I don't care if you hate the team, love the team. I don't care if you wanted them to lose this game, because there was a lot of Heat fans that felt that way. But was that not a fun-ass game, Heat Nation? As the Miami Heat beat the Chicago Bulls 112-91 to advance to the first round of the playoffs, and they have the honor of placing the Boston Celtics, and we will get into my prediction later. But after this game, the cocky Heat fan in me is back, baby. But before I continue this video, I need to fix something real quick. Excuse me, because out of frame right here, we got by the baby goat, baby. You get to be in frame today, Tyler Hill. You know why? Because you were amazing. And if y'all didn't see that, I had the D-Wade card over Tyler Hill. You know why? Because they are one and the same. Tyler Hill got that dog in him. He got that D-Wade in him. Ugh. I'm overhyping him now. But anyway, Tyler, you get to stay in frame today. Is that good enough? Can camera see you? Perfect. You get to stay in frame today, because to me, Tyler Hero was the story of the game. We said going into this game, yes, we know you have no Jimmy Butler for today or the rest of the postseason. Very likely he's going to miss a few weeks minimum. But the one positive of that is you got to see your star guys step up, because they were going to get a huge role to really prove themselves. And that experience for the young guys, you know, particularly Jovic and Hame, will be invaluable. But also for Tyler and Bam, who get to go into a postseason as like the guy for once, the one and two option. And tonight, Tyler Hero delivered. We'll get into the stats in a little bit. But really, the Heat as a whole led start to finish. I guess the Bulls were up like very early on, but then the Heat went on a 10-0 run and then a 15-0 run. And I think it got all the way as high as a 19-0 run, which to put the Heat up almost 20 points, and they never really looked back. They did have their third quarter in the second. They only scored 13 points, which is the most frustrating part about this Heat team. They go from looking like a well-oiled machine 1 second to a discombobulated, incompetent JV middle school team the next second. And that's what you saw, 13 points in that second quarter. The ball was sticking. They weren't getting into their actions until 10 seconds in the shot clock. You had a guy at the top wing with no spacing. Pound, 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 pound. 4 seconds left. No ball movement. But then you went into the third quarter, scored 35 points in that, and everything was all right again, and they never really looked back. The Bulls did cut it from 20-point game to 10-point game in that second quarter. That was the halftime deficit, but then the Heat never really looked back after having a very strong third quarter. And I love to see it, because after that devastating game versus 76ers, I was very curious what the energy was going to be for this Heat team, right? They lost a huge game. They lost Jimmy Butler. Did the Heat want to win this game? Did they really want to go into Boston with no Jimmy? Did they really want to have another potentially long off, off season, right? Because the last 2 years, very long off seasons, playoff runs. You think maybe this time they just want to rest, get their legs right, worry about next year because they got no Jimmy. That's got to hurt them, right? So I was wondering what the energy was going to be. But then you hear Spoelstra talking the post game. He says, "We are going in there to win. This is the playoffs." He said his own saying, "This, you know, fire isn't made in a bed of roses. It's forged between the hammer and the anvil. We're between the hammer and the anvil. This is the NBA, goddammit." And that's why I love Eric Spoelstra. He got me hype. Then we saw today, Jaime Jaquez Jr. was on the Jason Jackson show and said, "We're going to win this one for Jimmy." And then you heard that they have bought their plane ticket to go to Boston. Same thing the Heat did last year, Game 7 versus Celtics, bought their plane ticket to Denver. They won that game. They won tonight. I love the confidence from Miami Heat, and I love the energy. Let's get into these stats here. I should mention, I did a 2.5-hour live stream watch-along during the game. I was in the stream the whole time. I watched the game with like 100 people in there. It was a great time, a lot of great commentary, and I did some post-game on there too. So if y'all want some additional content, go check that out, or if you want to see my reaction to some specific plays and stuff. I will say the one negative, though, a large part of that stream ended up being us watching for the Tyler Hero hunt, Tyler Hero triple-double hunt, because he was one assist short, as you guys know, of getting that triple-double. And the reason why that was so prevalent in my stream is because I actually did have a parlay for Tyler Hero to get a triple-double. It was plus 7,500 odds. $5 would have won me $380. I just needed one more assist, and I'm sick. One assist away from $380 on a Tyler Hero triple-double. But I don't care about the money. You know why? Because the Heat won tonight. And that's what I care about in here, right? So we'll go ahead and start with Tyler Hero then. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 8 of 17 shooting. He was phenomenal. The complete opposite of what he was at 76ers game. I was not shy in saying that I thought he was terrible, because he was. Yes, he got hot late, but I feel like a lot of that was putting lipstick on a pig. He was inefficient as hell. Way too many turnovers. Couldn't get a shot off. Got blocked by Batum at the end. IQ not great. And I was mad. Because I do love Tyler Hero. I've always loved Tyler Hero. Feel like he had a pretty nice regular season, right? But I said, I don't care. I need to see what he does in the postseason. That's always been the knock on him. Whether it was health, whether it was play, got to do it in the postseason. And in his first chance last game, he was terrible. I said, Tyler, you got one more shot or you're dead to me. Coming into the Bulls game tonight, he was great. So you live to see another day, Tyler Hero. Love what you did tonight. And I do love he shouted out Jimmy Butler in his post game. He said, he's learning. You don't always need to score a lot of points to have an impact on the game. There's other ways to do it. Jimmy Butler showed me that. And you could see Tyler being versatile tonight offensively, like Jimmy Butler would be. So that was just overall very encouraging. You got Jaime Jaquez Jr. We said once Jimmy went down, the bright side would be seeing what these young guys could do. And man, did Jaime Jaquez Jr. take advantage. 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 8 of 16 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, a plus 21. That boy is a hooper. You know I love Jaime Jaquez on this channel, and he's going to be great for the Cleveland Cavaliers next year. Half kidding. We'll get into that. But no, shout out to Jaime, man. Jovic didn't do too much today. Only 5 points and 6 rebounds for him. Wasn't all that efficient. But I do like that Spoelstra gave him some more run. I was kind of disappointed in only the 14 minutes last game. But he did get 26 minutes tonight. And if he can kind of get that consistent run going forward, I think he can be a lot more, beneficial to this team than he was tonight. Bam Adebayo will be a big topic of discussion. Only 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for him. 5 of 8 shooting and only 4 free throw attempts. So people are going to look at the aggressiveness. They're going to look at the lack of field goal attempts, lack of free throws, and be mad. I've said that a lot. I think there is plenty of chances where you can be critical of Bam Adebayo for his aggressiveness. I don't think tonight was the night. Because I know in the past he stepped up huge without Jimmy, right? Like he's averaged like 21 and 11 without Jimmy, something like that. Which is pretty close to his season averages too, now that I think about it. But he's been getting 5 assists and stuff too. So I thought he was going to be very impactful tonight, and he wasn't. But the reason I'm not mad is because I don't think they really needed it, right? You had a lot of other guys cooking. You were up big from the jump. You didn't really need it. You went into that third quarter, you know, struggling to end the first half, right? And bam, they went right to Bam Adebayo, mid-range jump shot cast. So I do feel like that was a time they needed him. They, you know, he was a star player. He got the ball. He made a bucket. I know he said in his post game, I think last time, you know, got to do a better way of finding, get him the ball. I think as the star player, you got to demand the ball. You strong, get yourself in the post, demand the ball, yell for it, put your hand out and call for it. Then you could back a guy down, you could face him up, you could back away, do whatever you want to do. But as a star player, I think you got to demand for the ball. But either way, I'm not mad at what Bam Adebayo did today. He will need to have a huge series versus Celtics, though, and he typically plays them well. But maybe we'll get a little bit into that. Caleb didn't do too much tonight, 7 points for him. You were wondering if he was going to be the guy to step up with Jimmy out like he has in the past. Didn't really need to today. He hasn't been great of late, but he's also a Celtics killer. So we'll see what happens. Highsmith got you 9 points. Kevin Love, though, was a story off the bench for you. 16 points and 7 rebounds in 12 minutes. Lead us, Kevin! You heard them say that last year when they acquired him. He rejuvenated the entire locker room. He had a great postseason. And now he's coming to this postseason playing as great as ever. To put up these kind of numbers in that many minutes is incredible. And you look at that, 16 points in 12 minutes for K-Love. Or he must have hit a bunch of threes. No, he shot 2 of 6. How the hell Kevin Love has so many points? He shot 2 for 6. 10 of 10 from the free throw line, K-Love. The boy got that, that grown man strength, baby. Willing his way to the free throw line. People said, how are the Heat going to get there without Jimmy Butler? Maybe the answer is Kevin Love. 10 and 10 from the free throw line is just absolutely incredible. You got five points from DeLon Redden's 22 minutes, but obviously the defense was incredible as always. And Duncan Robinson was an active scratch last game. Got me a little scared. He wasn't all that healthy, but he did get 12 minutes tonight to get his feet wet and 8 points, 2 of 4 from 3 of 6 overall. So you love to see that from Duncan Robinson. So that's pretty much all for the game, right? At least on the Heat side, DeMar got you 22, Vucevic 16 and 14, and Kobe White only 13 after his monster 40-point outbreak last game. But from the Heat side, you saw a lot of things to love. You saw a deep team perform the way you wanted them to perform. You saw Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, Kevin Love. Those were your biggest bright spots. Now, you've earned yourself a date versus the Boston Celtics. That's going to be tough, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, do I think the Heat have a shot to win a game? Well, do I think they have a shot to win the series? You're damn right. The Miami Heat are going to go into Boston in game one and bust that ass. And then shock the world when they beat the Boston Celtics in 7 games. You're going to have Bill Simmons' ugly ass sitting in the crowd again going, who is Caleb Martin? Well, now you know who Caleb Martin is, so you got no excuse this time. Caleb Martin is the Boston Celtics' daddy. He's going to dominate them. Bam Adebayo consistently makes that team his bitch. And he's going to do it again. Now you got Jaime Jaquez. Now you got an improved Tyler Hero. The Boston Celtics do not scare me. He's going to go into there and bust their ass. And if the Heat don't, hey, at least I'm enjoying myself right now. But it's going to be a tough series. Obviously, we could be negative here and talk about what could have been, but we've already done that a ton. You had a nice win today. We don't know how many games left this regular season is going to be, so I'm just going to enjoy this one. But that's all I got to say for this video. Make sure to like and subscribe because I do greatly appreciate it. Like I said earlier, I got the live stream up. Just go to my channel, hit the live tab, and then you'll be able to see my most recent live stream. We had a lot of fun over there. And subscribe and hit the bell so you know next time we go live. I do appreciate y'all a lot, and I'll see y'all next time. So peace out. Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me. Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube. You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.